G'day, Lee. How are you going?
And the round ball game was in shock yesterday with the loss of a legend. Some would say the greatest of all time, Diego Maradona.
Yeah, it's really sad news, isn't it? And, gee, you know, you only have to look in Argentina to see how much it means to them. 3 days of national mourning, but absolute superstar. You know, World Cup win, led Argentina to that. Done it all, really, and, you know, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest player players of all time. So, yeah, really sad news, and you only have to look up some of his highlights on YouTube just to see how good, or remind yourself how good he actually was. So, yeah, really, really sad news, Lee.
He was colourful on and off the pitch, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was, absolutely, and we know he's had his issues in more recent times, but... yeah, when you know, just got, as I say, got to look back and see exactly what he did. You know, does so much for his country. So yeah, all we can do is look back on his career now and yeah, appreciate what he was able to give us.
Let's move to football of a different kind. The AFL, I suppose, all the lists at the moment are just jostling their spots for the upcoming draft and also getting their lists finalised. Just on a Tasmanian level, it's good to see that Robbie Fox, who was, well, this wasn't good news, was delisted early in the week. It looks like he'll be re-rookied for the Sydney Swans from next year.
Yeah, which is really good news, isn't it? I was stunned, really, when he was delisted the other day. Played, what, 14 games, I think, this year. And
he played pretty well, too. He looked like he was establishing himself in the back line.
Exactly right. So that's, I think, that caught everyone a little bit off guard. But, yeah, great to see they're committed to re-rookieing him. And if they hadn't, I reckon he would have got an opportunity elsewhere, which we hope is the situation, too, for Jackson Furlough, because he's been pretty solid as well, I would have thought.
I thought he was unlucky as well, Brent.
I guess this is the world we now live in, isn't it, with... you know, list sizes and not knowing where it's all going to land, really, and, you know, salary cap crunches and things like that. So we're going to probably see more of this over the journey, but, yeah, disappointing from a Tassie perspective because I think if we sort of put aside that Robbie Fox is going to be re-rookie, I think it only leaves about 20 Tasmanian players in the competition. We had over 30 at one stage, so it's pretty bleak at the moment, and you just wonder... in 5 to 6 years' time, when some of these other guys start to retire, just what it's going to look like. Because we've got the draft coming up soon. There's probably 4 prospects there that will be in the mix for us. And hopefully they get the call up because, yeah, it's not great numbers at the minute.
Let's move into cricket. And it all starts today, doesn't it? The 3 ODIs, Australia versus India.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? You know, it's been a long time since we've had an international game. Remember back in, it probably would have been March, I guess, when we had those empty stadium games at the SCG. So we're back there again this afternoon, which is really exciting. Can't wait for the summer against India. I know Virat Kohli won't be there for a large chunk of it. So obviously he's heading home to the birth of his child, but he's here for a little while. And yeah, can't wait for this one this afternoon. Matty Wade, from a Tasmanian perspective, hopefully he's in that starting 11. You'd expect he would be, and hopefully we get that win on the board against the Indians first up.
And in the women's BBL, we're all set for the big final tomorrow. So wins during the week, Melbourne Stars and Sydney Thunder have booked their places into the big game tomorrow.
Yeah, they have, and last night's game was fascinating, really, wasn't it? We saw the Brisbane Heat chasing 144 for victory. Looked to be going okay there at one stage, but then suddenly lost, I think it was about 5 or 6 for 12 runs. So
yeah,
just fell in a heap in the chase, unfortunately, the Heat, and they're out. So, as you say, Lee, it's the Thunder, who has Heather Knight in the team from a Tasmanian perspective, I guess. We overlooked her, unfortunately, the former England captain for the Hurricanes campaign this year, because she's been in outstanding form for the Thunder. So that'll be great to see her rolling around in the final, and then they're up against a pretty high-quality Melbourne Stars side, aren't they, again, with Meg Lanning in there and a couple of other superstars as well. So it should be a good final tomorrow.
Just on Heather Knight, yeah, she leaves the void into the Hobart Hurricanes side, didn't she? I mean, I remember seeing her out at West Park a couple of years ago, smashed an 82. So you take her out of that side, that's a fair few runs, and very, very consistent is Heather Knight. So all good for the Sydney Thunder having her into the side for this year as well. So Brisbane Heat, now they won it last year, but didn't make it this year.
And they won the last couple from memory off the top of my head. So yeah, it's a big scout they've taken down last night, the Thunder, that's for sure. So they just couldn't get going with the bat, unfortunately, in that in that chase last night, the heat. So, yeah, it's a big one to pull over race. But, yeah, it'd be nice to have a different winner, I guess.
Brent, before we let you go, who's going to win Australia India today and Melbourne Stars and Sydney Thunder tomorrow?
Oh, look, it's hard to say without seeing a lot of one-day cricket for a while, isn't it, with Australia and India. I'll go the Aussies. Bad at me if I didn't back in our home country, but I'll lock in them. And I think the Stars have been the outstanding team of the tournament so far. So, yeah, it'd be pretty poor to look past it now, I reckon, in the biggest game of all.
Yep. WBBL, a little bit easier because there's some form coming in, but there's no form coming into the men's competition, so it makes it hard to tip, isn't it, without seeing some live cricket action. So we'll wait and see what happens in those. And, Brent, always appreciate your time. Have a great day and a great weekend. Enjoy your sport, and we'll see you on the TV weeknights at 6 for Tassie's number one news service, WinNews. Good on you, Brent.
Thanks, Lee. Cheers, mate.